Guten Tag and Konnichiwa. This is Adrian Marcus Lozano, and you are listening to episode 146 of the Adrian Lozano Show. Also, I do a show called Adrian Lozano Reads Comics. And don't forget, also do some artwork. You can find it on Redbubble, Instagram, or bathroom stalls, whatever.
Attention, warning, disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Adrian Lozano Show. Also, the comedy is rather very ribaldry and at times extremely imaginative. The show thanks you very much. Thank you. All content from this show are for comedic purposes only. This information should not be considered complete, up to date, and is not intended to be used in place of a visit, consultation, or advice of a legal, medical, or any other professional. Thank you very kindly.
Greetings, folks. If you were looking forward to getting the Winter Soldier and the Falcon spoiled, then I am here to make your dreams come true. Stay tuned for a episode-by-episode breakdown, followed by an emotional breakdown and a mental breakdown, and then, if there's time after lunch, a build back up, as Chief Wiggum would say. You know, but this particular episode is about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The Winter Soldier and the Falcon. Smiling Tiger! Oh, wow. That shit's badass. This is fucking... It's... Right off the bat, let me tell you. It's pretty good. Pretty damn good. But like I said, an episode by episode emotional breakdown is coming your way. So let's proceed with that. As always, I am Adrian Lozano, your host. I just watched the first episode of Winter Soldier and the Falcon. Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We tell a story about being gone for 5 years and then not having any proof of income because you didn't exist. Okay, so the first episode is pretty depressing. Really depressing. Very depressing. Looking forward to it hitting that high note, you know, just any day now. This show that makes it okay to hate again. It's okay to hate again. It's okay for a white guy to hate a black guy again, according to Disney. Because he hates the person, not the skin color. And that's the important thing. Get your hate right, people. Get it right. Like this new Captain America. Fuck this guy, okay? Fuck this guy. I can't fucking stand this guy. Everything about him, his smile, him being Caucasian, everything. It's all wrong. Why they didn't make Sam Wilson the next Captain America beats the fuck out of me. What the fuck? Whatever. Just saying. First episode, it's like a kick in the gut. It's like, oh, do you think these guys are doing all right afterwards? Nah, man. They got dusted and their lives turned to shit. And then now they're kind of just, yeah. So... Okay, so I'm about to watch the second episode, so wish me whatever the hell you want to wish me, and I shall return momentarily for you. But for me, 50 minutes will have passed by. 50 goddamn minutes, if I do say so myself. Thank you, and till we meet again. Das wieder. Wellity, wellity, wellity. I forgot to say something. Something crucial, something arousing, and something crucially crucial. Okay, so, point of odor, Lisa stinks. Okay, the thing to remember that this world they're living in, this world that's taking place, this world is fucked up. So, half of everybody gets dusted, right? Half of everybody gets gone. They're gone. There's no coming back. For 5 years. For 5 years, they're gone. So there's no income. There's no nothing. Well, Sam Wilson, much like billions of other people, are trying to rebuild their lives, and he's trying to get his family's, what I think is a fishing company, together. It seems like they were fishing for a fishing story. But on the other side of that, we've got the Winter Soldier in therapy. And he's having nightmares, but he's got his mind back. He's got that black metal Wakanda arm that's made out of vibranium. And it's black metal. He likes his coffee black, just like his metal arm. And yeah, it's fantastic to see these characters again. But the circumstances they're in, like Winter Soldier's making amends to an old man whose son was killed by him. He hasn't told the old man this. He can't bring himself to do it because he's befriended the old man for however long, you know, and it's devastating. It's hard to watch. Like I said, it's a kick in the gut. Sam Wilson can't get any funding for his fucking company. For his family business. It's intense. It's very intense. It's very un-Marvel. You know, it's very more like inner turmoil things. And they took the Shield out of retirement at the very beginning of the episode. Sam Wilson's retiring. Mr. Bird costume himself is retiring the Shield. He donates it to the Smithsonian. As I think a gesture that was ordered to him, I believe. I'm not saying he was following orders retiring it, but it, like, that's a lot to live up to, you know? That's a lot to live up to be Captain America. It's like, try to be better than your parents. It's like, but your parents were scumbags, so it's an easy thing to be better than, but if your parents were really kick-ass, then it's really difficult. Anyway, the world that they're living in is fucked up. And think about it. If your wife and kids were gone, and then you remarried over the course of 5 years and had another kid, then your wife and kids came back. What the fuck? You know, like, that's... Welcome to your new family. It's fucked up. I guess the other thing to take into consideration is the fact that, like... things could have been made back the way they were, you know? And I feel like in Avengers Endgame, they fucked up by not doing that. We just want to bring everybody back. No, we just want to undo everything Thanos did. Just undo everything Thanos did. And then you're good, you know? You're good. It's... if you undo what he did with the snap... then where does that take you? Does it take you back to the moment of the snap? And if it does, do you call in Carol Danvers? You know, do you go for the head this time? Like, what if Thor went for the head? Oh, that's what you get out of the snap. Fuck, man. Go for the arm. Just hack that motherfucker off. You should have gone for the arm. Then he snaps his fingers, only there's nothing there. Just blood spurting out of his forearm. Okay, so this Winter Soldier thing's got me fucked up. It sucks that he's over there going on a date. He's 106 years old. He's going on a fucking date with this, like, 29-year-old broad or whatever. I mean, shit, dude. Like, it's hard to play battleship with a woman, metaphorically speaking. And, you know, forkly speaking. Anyway, hi, I'm Adrian, and I'd like to tell you that I lost it there for a minute, but I'm getting it back. I'm picking it up because it's on sale, and I'll see you there. Mr. and Mrs. America, you wouldn't believe what I could see through my eyes. Oh, spadoinkle. I still don't like him. I still don't like this new Captain America. A Star Spangled Wiener is the next episode. I don't like him. I don't care if he's got 9 medals of honor and the president shook his dick once. I don't care. I don't care. I don't like him. He's no Steve McRogers. Why couldn't they give him another handle? You know, call him something else, like Captain Nebraska or whatever. You know what I'm just saying? Just saying, fuck. Okay, folks, I'm back in the white room recording. You can tell I'm in the white room because there's pictures. All right, so how do I feel about this second episode? It moves pretty fast. It moves very, very fast. Also feel like Bucky should have been seriously injured. He's just got that arm and some Winter Soldier juice. You know how it is. You get a little Winter Soldier juice on you in the middle of some back painting. It's a whole thing. But what I'm saying is it moves way faster than the first setup. Like, it feels like they shouldn't have even combined forces or gotten together until the third episode, because this second episode really ramps it up. Also, the threat, I failed to comment on this in the previous episode's reiteration, but flag burner, there's a lot of flag burners who have way too much freedom. It's actually Flag Smasher. And I wanna make it legal for policemen to beat them, so I gotta get... Anyway, so, anyway, the important thing to remember is I'm short on breath. Gah. Okay, anyway. There's a lot of flag burners who have way too much freedom, and I wanna make it legal for policemen to beat them. That was a real song the Simpsons sang to us as children. You know? Just like, you're a grand old flag. Alright. So, yeah. What's importante is to remember, this one's fucking fast. Like, Bucky's all mad, cussing out Sam Wilson. He should have been cussing out Sam Wilson right after he got off that stage of putting the fucking shield in the Smithsonian, you know? Should have been like, the fuck you doing, man? But no, and as I said in my first statement, even though Sam Wilson did it, I feel like he was kind of told to do it. Like, maybe the president was like, I don't know, you seem kind of, you've been gone for 5 years and you're not, you know, white. So, maybe you should just put the shield away. We'll find somebody that's white, you know? And yeah, they said this guy has all these awards and accolades, and he tested the best with the shield and whatever, but don't call him Captain America, you know? Don't call him Captain America. It's an insult to Captain America. The new Captain America. How about the new Red Skull, you know? It's the new Hydra, you know, what the fuck, it's not right in my book. If you've come to listen to a man complain, welcome home, baby, welcome home. So I want to clear something up that I said earlier. This is in regards to Sam Wilson being ordered to do it. He wasn't really, we're never shown a scene in which they present him with the same shit that they presented John Walker with. There was no training sequence where they gave him like a suit and funding and anything at all. You know, like there was no ceremony. There was nothing. And had we seen that, and then he turns around and walks away from that, I feel like that would have better represented his choice rather than, hey, if you want to be Captain America, you got to fund that shit yourself. Get your own costume, do your own thing. Government has no fucking say in this. Not our... It's like they washed their hands of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like they got a pardon. Or Bucky got pardoned. I guess he also got pardoned because he was on the run for 2 fucking years. Sam? Like, so, it's weird that they didn't offer Sam Wilson this shit. Like, they didn't fucking make a big deal about, like, You could be the next Captain America. The first black Captain America. You know, before you found out about Isaiah Bradley. Like, they could have fucking... America or the GRC could have really, like, pushed for this dude. Like, America specifically, because he's Captain America. But, like, to say that, like... For that senator who was in the GRC to say that, like, we need a fucking hero, goddammit. He said it just like that, too, on Disney. So many shit's thrown around in this Disney show, it's funny. And Moita. So much Moita. Oh, the Moita. Anyway. It's baffling that we didn't see that scene, because that would have made so much sense. For him to turn around and say, like, that's too much, you're offering me a suit, and, you know, maybe a sidekick, like they offered fucking, they offered John Walker. It's like, pick your own sidekick. You get to pick your own sidekick. And he gets a name. What was his name? Battlestar. It's like, stop the van or stop the car. Get out. Stop the Jeep. Oh, fuck. It's like, Anthony Mackie said it himself, or Sam Wilson said it himself when he's like, everybody's got a gimmick now. You know, like, what if that dude had a gimmick? What if he had fucking more body armor? It's like, well, I'm running around in this Juggernaut or Iron Man suit, so that way I don't get killed, because I'm a regular person. He's the new Captain America, you know? Like the Rhodey to Tony Stark. It's like, Rhodey, you know, you can take off the armor. He's like, I'm not going to do that, Tony. I'm not going to do that. but that's my armor, so you can take it off. I'm not taking this armor off. It's coming with me. What the fuck? You let him take it? yeah, okay, so I just wanted to clear that up, that, like, we never got shown that scene where Sam Wilson gets offered the world and turns it down. Like, it seems like, hey guys, I got Captain America's shield. They're like, I think that's government property. We should probably get that from him. Yeah, let's try to get it. You should probably retire that shield, Sam. Okay, I guess if you guys aren't gonna fund me or give me a new suit or give a fuck about me, you know? That's cool, whatevs. So, that's why I was, like, very down, you know, very difficult to read that situation. It's like, what happened, you know? What happened in that scene that he walked away from? What was said and what was not said, you know? Like, was Ross involved? You know, he's like, there's no fucking way we're funding that guy. Was there some racist that we didn't see behind the scenes, you know? Was Ike Perlmutter there? Was something going on? Because it just seems like we should have gotten a scene where he turns it down. It's like, well, Sam, if you want to be the new Captain America, you can. And it's like, nah, you know, like something. But no, there wasn't. So him giving it up kind of seemed like maybe off camera he was told, yeah, no. You know, it's like, I would have liked to have seen that scene. Like, I don't know. I still want to see the scene where the Red Skull becomes the keeper of the Soul Stone. I want to know how the fuck that went up. From him getting teleported, and then when Steve Rogers came back, all that. I want fucking all of that shit. Hopefully, one day. Okay, so, like, seriously. I would like this dude... John Walker Jr., Texas Ranger, if he wasn't Captain America. Bucky said it best. Just because you have that shield doesn't mean you're Captain America. You fuck. He said it just like that. I'm quoting it verbatim. So yeah, I don't know, man. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem... Okay, now Flag Smasher, love her. Love that it's a little redheaded girl. Sick. I love it. It's badass. The fight with them on the truck... His buddy, that, like, the new Captain America's buddy, would have been so dead had he not chucked that fucking shield. Like, man, they'd have been picking him up with a sponge. Man, it's just, man. The fight, there's 8 super soldiers that they're fighting. It's not the big 3, you know, wizards, what was it, warlocks. No, it's wizards. A sorcerer is just a wizard without a hat. I like the Winter Soldier's joke. I like Bucky's joke about, I read The Hobbit. 1937 when it first came out. It's like, oh shit. All right, so then you know. No, I don't know. it's pretty cool. I like it, man. I really dig it. It's, I like the Winter Soldier. You could give me anything in the Winter Soldier. You could give me, you know, because, like, I feel like Captain America has to be with the Falcon. Like, those two go together, man. Like, all the stories I read of the Falcon in that red and white bird costume, and we all know it was a fucking bird costume because it had wings. Not like these badass metal wings that he's got this time to form into a shield and shit like that. Mm-mm. It was a spandex, red and white bird costume. Just saying. And Falcon had a real bird. Real bird. None of this drone shit. Real bird. When that drone got destroyed also too, I was like, that's pretty cool. Shows you that there's no like amount of tech that can't be, you know, destroyed. It's like, oh, he was unscathed. He made it. You know, just like when Captain America's shield got all fucked up when Thanos was hacking away at it. It's like, it's made of vibranium. Nothing can hurt it. Except for like adamantium or Uru metal or, you know, a bunch of other metals we're not even gonna name right now. Maybe some nth metal will probably fuck it up pretty bad. Just saying. Yeah. Oh fuck. Okay, so yeah, there's some like rowdy racism in part two or episode two that I'm digging. I like it because I like when they handle subjects that are uncomfortable. It's very difficult to work this stuff into a superhero. I mean, granted, like, there was a character, I believe he was called Bloodshot. Who, was it Bloodshot or Bloodsport? I want to say Bloodshot, who originally was a racist white guy that later got retconned into a black guy that was still also racist. As a Superman villain, I believe. Just throwing that out there, racist villains. It's really, really, both unsettling and, uncomfortable when they approach Sam Wilson. First off, I like Isaiah. I like Isaiah shitload. I like Isaiah. They picked a great actor, great performance, good job. Next thing, when those cops are giving Sam Wilson a hard time, I so wanted Bucky to fuck them up so bad. So bad, I wanted him to just like fucking open those cops up like fucking soda cans, you know, just pop them right open. He can do that with that vibranium arm of his. I mean, I'm just saying, he can squeeze you and you would pop. yeah, pretty fucking rowdy. Just approaching that subject in any way. Do you know who I, like, do you know who this is? Do you know this guy? This is Sam Wilson, major, like, important guy. He's like, kind of helped save the world from Thanos. He's on your left. It's like, what? Wow. The fact that they went there at all, kudos. That's cool, because that shit's very real. Sam Wilson, like, oh, when Sam Wilson was walking up to these two kids, it's like, hey, it's the Black Falcon. It's like, why? Because I'm black and I'm a Falcon? Well, yeah. You know, it's like, my dad says you're the Black Falcon. It's like, does that make you what, the black kid? It's like, you're black and you're a kid? Man, it's like, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Sam Wilson. Man. Oh, man. Womp, womp. It was funny because it's like he unknowingly was like tapping into some major racism in that area. That's like, dude, just by reading that kid fucking said it all right there. Black Falcon. Like, we identify by race here, sir. They are good. The white cops will find you. And they did. Yeah, I had to pause at that moment because, like, something else, buddy. It's no joke. It's no joke. Doesn't matter who you think you are judged by the way you look. Very true. Okay, so check this shit out. I was going to do all 6 episodes, but I'm stopping at the Power Broker to take a little break, take a little breather, take a little, you know what I'm saying? Because this Power Broker episode, that's right, episode, it's got the best music out of the entirety. I'll put the songs in the description, but this music, it's good. It's dare I say, my favorite part of the show. It's super damn good. Yeah, they got some good tracks in here. Everything. Son of a bitch. Okay. Also, them busting out Zemo. The way Zemo was busted out, the way it was done in past tense, so that way Sam didn't know about it, and then it happened, and he's like, Zemo's here. Kinda badass. Okay, next thing. Smiling Tiger, best line in the whole fucking episode. I can't run in these heels. Oh, it's so good. Okay. Yeah. Who'd have thought it'd have been a Carter? Man. Sharon Carter. My world doesn't matter to America, so why would I care about their mascot? Oh, shit. Okay. If you're just joining me, I had to watch the 4th episode because I had to. All right. Get off my front. Oh, wait. Get on my front and off my back. Look, man, that, going back to the 3rd episode, that every single fight that Sharon Carter's involved with is amazing, by the way. Amazing. Amazing. And hot. Okay. She fucks these dudes up. Like, I could watch 90 minutes of her fucking up dudes, no problem. Like, all day, and then just be like, I will enjoy watching this again tomorrow. Yeah, it's pretty badass. Okay. Then the Dolomilaje. I keep messing up their name. I feel like somebody from Wakanda is going to be like, get it right! Them being present, I knew that they would come for Zemo. It was just a matter of time before they came for Zemo. Man. Ah. The scientist, the fact that he perfected it and made it to where you're all like nonchalant, look like you're chill, cool, hip. Then you're actually a super soldier. Then he gives up the goods. Zemo pops him like, I didn't expect for Zemo to shoot him, but then again, I expected for Zemo to shoot him. Spoilers and whatnot. Like, I got, I listened to shows like The Weekly Planet and also Caravan of Garbage. So, you know, I like Australians. Anyway, point I'm trying to make is, I already knew a lot of the spoilers, I'd forgotten them, but my outrage at Disney deciding to not release physical media has cornered me in such a corner that I do not feel it is safe in this corner. Unfortunately, I am baby and somebody has put me in the corner. Good gravy. Good gravy. So, there's a cat food, by the way, called Little Gravies. I feel like Little Gravies, it's like those kids who are, you know, the regular neighborhood kids, and you just moved in to your house, and the kids are like, hey, why don't you come play hide and seek with us? And then you're like, sure, why not? And you take your brother along and you go hide and go seek with these kids. And then it turns out all those kids are fucking dead. They died a long time ago. It's a great episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? I can't remember the name of it right now. Moving on. This shit's pretty badass. I'm 3 episodes in. Join me in the next installment of Adrian Watches a Bunch of Marvel Stuff. Marvel Stuff. Okay, I just want to say something real quick. Did anybody else know that the new Captain America's partner was going to die? Anybody else feel that? I felt that from the very beginning. I was like, when that dude saved his ass with the shield, I was like, no fucking way is this guy going to keep living. He's going to die, and he's going to die so hard. This guy's going to lose his shit. Best Captain America moment, in my opinion, for Captain America number dose. He lost his shit and killed a guy, and also, he did something I would do. Would you take the serum? 100%. No hesitation. I would jam that serum in my eyes. Just like break the vial, smashing it into my eyes, like breaking it through my glasses. Oh. Straight to the brain, you know? With the glass fragments too. Fuck it, take it all. Feels right, you know? Feels good. Yeah, when he chucked that shield, I knew he took it when he pocketed it. I was like, well, he's gonna take that shit. Man, when that chick killed his partner, man. How do I feel about her calling Sam's sister? Man, pretty good move. Pretty effective move. How did I feel about Sam's talk with the, you know, revolutionary? I don't care. Sam's just a normal human. He should have flown in there and should have been hovering the whole time. That would have been awesome. Just saying. Add some Marvel flair. No, I'm just kidding. It was a well-written scene. All in all, she's got a cause, you know? She's got a cause, but she's a violent chick. She believes in blood as a language. And once you start speaking that language, you can't stop without people wanting to say what they feel like they have to say. Know what I'm saying? All right.
Looking pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take it all day long.
I'm taking a long look outside.
Holy shit. I had to just bring this up real quick. Torres. I like Torres. Not a big fan of them not having a bunch of Mexicans in this, you know, whatchadilly, the so quote-unquote Marvel Universe. I don't like the lack of Latins, of Latinos, of those people I call brown-skinned, but not that brown-skinned, the other brown-skinned. No, not that brown skin. The other brown skinned. The Mexicans. Because I'm Mexican. But whatever. Although I may sound very, very Mexican, I'm in fact from Texas. All right, so. Born and raised. Okay, cool. This shit's, like, I like Torres. I like Torres. I like there being a Mexican in any capacity. And he's a tech guy. And then he gets his ass handed to him, like, by a super soldier and lives. I mean, come on. If they'd have showed Sam Wilson pictures of Torres in the morgue, I would have been so fucking pissed off. I would have been like, what the ass? But no, he lived. Guy got kicked in the fucking head by a super soldier and lived. Yes. Yes. And yes. Awesome. Okay, because I always watch the special features first, I'm going to stick this in last because it stuck with me throughout watching the entirety of the series, the 6 episodes. Anthony Mackie Well, they asked, there was a live event at the Space Force Center for forcing space. We're going to force space so hard. They had all these men and women there, these troops that were lucky enough or fortunate enough to see live via telecast interview, group interview, interview. So the interviewer asked both Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan what they like to watch when they're, you know, not superheroing it up. Sebastian Stan responded with documentaries, which is pretty cool. I'm into documentaries myself. The next documentary I'm going to watch is the Demon House with Zach Bagans. I'm looking forward to talking about Zach and Dem Boys, because that guy's a little weird, and I've been watching him for a long time, and he's still, like, into some weird shit. So, I don't know, I wasn't a fan, but, like, I'm still drawn to the things that he does, because the things that he does are rather interesting. You know, just saying, like, he ended up with, as creepy as he is, and as weird as he is, he ended up with, what's her name, Holly Addison? Anyways, for another episode. I'm not judging, I'm just passing on information. Anthony Mackie said he is a big Star Wars fan and he's always watching Star Wars, and every Halloween he dresses up like Billy Dee. And I know they've already got, what's his name, Donald Glover as young Billy Dee, but like, maybe as a young, like, Mace Windu? I don't know. I'm just saying. That would be pretty cool. You know, because, like, I don't know, man. There's something about, like, that Star Wars attraction, you know, that's... I was surprised. I was like, really? And I was like, is he saying this because Disney owns Star Wars and he's just trying to get on Disney's good side? And, like, really, he watches, like, he also watches documentaries, and that's why Sebastian Stan was like, it's like, Anthony Mackie might make fun of me because of this, but, and it's like, is he being a company man? Is he saying, like, oh, this is what they want me to say? I love Disney stuff. I'm Mr. Disney, you know, like, or do you think he genuinely, like, is a hardcore, like, I believe him when he says he dresses up, like, fit enough subject. Which I tend to do, but I just thought it was interesting. Like, was it genuine or not? I felt like it was, and I'm just gonna leave it at that. Overall, I'm a little disappointed with the special features. I wish we had more. I wish we had, like, commentary for every single episode. You know, it sucks. It lacks in more content because it's, yes, it is 6 hours of content roughly, but it's not, there's shit for fucking bonus features, you know? There's a few two-minute segments and, you know, a trailer, which, like with Black Widow, I'll get into that when I talk about Black Widow, but, like, special features, if we're not getting physical media, where the fuck are our special features at, man? Where are they, man? Where are they? I don't know. I'm just saying. Special features. I love them. I need them. I gotta have them. Back to the show. I don't know where I'm putting this in at. Maybe from behind. Okay, super final thoughts. Man, I like this. I like Sam Wilson as Captain America. He does good. He's a good leader. He's smart. I like that scene when everybody was, like, fixing the boat and he's like, it's time to call in a few flavors. Time to call in a few flavors. I liked everything. I liked everything about it. This, it takes a little while to get going. It's super depressing. That first episode's really dark. Okay. The therapist. How do I feel about the therapist? She's okay. She's forgettable. I wish, I wish she had a little bit more character development, because she's kind of just like fitting that piece of like, now they get to be awkward. Somebody's telling them what to do and they're having a staring contest. You know, that kind of shit. What Sam Wilson does for Isaiah Bradley is awesome. It's fucking cool. I also like that he, I also like when Isaiah Bradley was listening to Sam Wilson talk about like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm Black Captain America. And he's like, man, I almost believed I was bought into your shit. Like, he's like, what? Wait, man, are you ever lighted up? Like, nope. Yep. Until he gets taken to a museum and it's like, oh yeah, by the way, I got this whole wing of the museum. Get it? Wing dedicated to you. And he's like, man. That Isaiah Bradley stuff is so sad. It sucks what happened to this dude. It sucks. No person should be treated like that, let alone a super soldier, but like no person in general, man. Like, that's fucked up. But it's very awesome the way Sam Wilson honors him. Very cool. Sam Wilson, I accept him as Captain America. He's the best Captain America since Steve Rogers, so come on. And then U.S. Agent, when we bring in Miss, Sponge-worthy herself, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she's great in this part. Call me Val, but don't call me Val. She's great. She's also in Black Widow. You know, I like this new Widow. I like her with her hair down. She does not look as good with her hair up, but that's going to be in the other show. Come on, I'm getting a little judgy. Little judgy.
Looking pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take it all day long. And taking a live look outside 37 at Carolina.
Okay, so let me go ahead and read off the chapter descriptions, because there are six chapters, six episodes, but they average about 50 minutes each, so it's like a six-hour movie, really? It's pretty rowdy. Okay, so the first one, New World Order. Sam Wilson and Bucky Barnes realize that their futures are anything but normal. But normal. Okay. Second episode, The Star Spangled Weenus. John Walker is named. Oh, and for those of you who don't know, John Walker, played by the son of Kurt Russell, Wyatt Russell. Wyatt Russell does not look like his dad until he donned a beard. Then it was like, holy fuck. Holy ass crackers. This guy looks just like his dad when he has a beard. It was like looking at young fucking, like, John Carpenter's The Thing, Kurt Russell. It was like, holy shit. Fuck. Okay. John Walker is named Captain America, and Sam and Bucky Barnes team up against a Webel group. That's right, a Webel group. The Power Broker, okay, so like I said, spoilers and whatnot. Spoilers and good night. Something, something, guys out of breath. Sam and Bucky go to a criminal safe haven to find information about the Super Soldier Serum. And what that means is they bust Zemo out of jail. And he's a rich guy because he's a baron. And It's fitting to the comics. And then you see the purple mask, the purple, I guess, Kevlar mask. That's Ho-Ho, everybody. Yeah, she's here. So there's that. Okay, now let's scroll down. Let's see here. The fourth episode. Oh, yeah, they break Zemo out. Like, I talked about that in the episode by episode breakdown. Ma'am? I'm trying to record. Ma'am? Ma'am. Thank you. Okay. John Walker loses patience with Sam and Bucky as they learn more about Carly, what's her last name? Morgenthau. Okay, so basically they just can't get their shit together, and I think the NSA also can't get their shit together. Like, they can't find this one rebel chick So they're like, let's just watch Sam and Bucky because they'll probably end up finding her. It's okay, it's okay. I'm not screaming at you. I will scream at you later, but I will not scream at you right now. Okay. That one's pretty good. I had to accept cookies for a second. Okay, so episode... I believe it's episode 4 that ends with what it ends with. Okay, so the ending of 4 is mind-blowing. The ending of, or the beginning of 5 is the best fucking shit, man. Like, except for episode 6. Episode 5 is only topped by episode 6. So episode 5. Truth is what it's called. John Walker faces consequences for his actions, and Sam and Bucky return to the U.S. Okay. 6. One world, one people. 52 minutes it's clocking in at. As the Flag Smashers escalate their efforts, Sam and Bucky take action. Boy, that's putting it one way. Okay, so this fight scene at the beginning of the 5th episode, oh my god, my panties were so wet. Like, fuck, dude, this fight's amazing. It's, like, jaw-dropping how fucking badass. He holds his own. It's like fighting a Captain America that doesn't give a fuck about Bucky and Sam Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't mean shit to him. He's trying to kill them both. He could have succeeded. I feel like if they were on their own individually fighting, he would have won because he's a lunatic and he's also like specially trained. I feel like the Winter Soldier can hold his own, but he's not trying to kill this dude. This dude's trying to kill him. So I feel like, you know, Bucky trying to not be the Winter Soldier anymore is what would give him a disadvantage. But fuck, that fight is brutal. It is rowdy. I mean, all the way up to them snapping his arm, like it's fucking sick. It's the best. You're gonna give us that fucking shield. You know, like, oh, it's good shit, man. It's the best fucking thing out of episode 5. It's so damn good. And then, of course, we get the return of What's-Her-Face from Black Widow. I'm also doing a Black Widow episode that's going to be coming up pretty soon. So, there you go. All right, so moving on. God damn, that fight is amazing. It's brutal. It's so brutal. I love it. It's so brutal. It's so brutal. Oh, it's badass. And then when Sam has the shield thrown back at him, and then he's going on this quest to kind of like find out who he is. He goes and he talks to Isaiah Bradley. Isaiah Bradley's like, I don't want that shit. Get it away from me. You know, like he gives him the whole spiel about there's never going to be a black Captain America. And it's like, well, yeah, you're kind of right. Like, yeah, that's it. I mean, if there was going to be, there would have been one already because, you know, it's like, well, it was technically Isaiah Bradley. Ho-ho's back and ready to record. Okay, so, Sam Wilson does a bit of soul searching. Bucky teams up with the Wakandans to get Zemo straightened up. It just, it works out in that instance. And, come on. Up here. What world? What people? Fuck. Oh my god. So, this shit right here. Okay, we also get the return of Batroc the Leaper. I am the Leaper. Haha. Oh my god. Like, this dude coming back. It is so Captain America, it's not even funny. Like, of course, one of the fucking bad guys is gonna be the Leaper. Oh my god, yes. I also feel like her killing people is justified in the sense that she's like going blood for blood. Like I said about that, speaking the blood language, you speak blood, people speak it back to you. So it's like the old eye for an eye thing. It's just fucked up, man. But it's like, you kill some of theirs, they'll kill some of yours. Doesn't matter what tribe it is, doesn't matter what country you're in. You kill some of theirs, they'll kill some of yours. That ain't nothing but the way it is, you know? So the last episode finds the GRC getting basically attacked. Like their room falls into a red alert situation and all the screens are going haywire. Sam Wilson opens up the Wakandan case, which he took forever to open up that case. I'm a very impatient man. I am not patient for shit. So like, if anybody gives me something, like if you give me a gift for my birthday and it's like, you know, a good week before my birthday, I'm opening it right then and there. If you tell me to wait, I'll open it as soon as your back's turned. If you put a box inside of another box or whatever, I'll just set it on fire. No, I can't wait to open stuff. Even if the present's for somebody else, I'll still open it. You know, it feels right to open things. It feels right. It feels like it's not only the right thing to do, but I'm also doing a service. And should be paid for that service. No. I've been like that since I was a little kid. I'm getting better about it now, you know. I stopped opening people's packages that weren't mine, you know. I stopped. But the important thing is that it's pretty awesome. It's so awesome that, of course, you would start the sixth episode with that. Look, it's the Black Falcon. No, it's Black Captain America. Oh my God. Oh my God. When he says that, when he says the monk does not make, the robes do not make the monk, that shit's very true. And I like that Sam Wilson fights the way Sam Wilson would fight. He doesn't fight like Captain America. He ducks out in, you know, the middle of the fight. Like, he doesn't have to fight. Like, he doesn't have to win. Like, this, like, I have to save the day. I don't have to beat your ass. I can just get away from your ass, and that's good enough for me. That's pretty Sam Wilson logic. That's pretty commendable. That's the word I was looking for. Because, like, there are some people that will be in a fight. Like, look at the movie The Expendables. Like, when Stallone's fighting what's-his-face, Stone Cold Steve Austin or whatever. You know? And, like, he keeps getting up and keeps getting up and keeps getting up. And it's one of those things where it's like, even, like, again, Steve Rogers, like, I can do this all day. Keeps getting up, keeps getting up. Meanwhile, Sam Wilson's like, I got shit I gotta do, man. Like, I'm not gonna fucking waste my time fighting your ass when clearly you're superior. Like, I'm gone. Like, he ducks out. And that's Sam Wilson. Like the dude doesn't have any superpowers. Why is he gonna fucking keep getting his ass beat when he doesn't have any regeneration, you know, doesn't have any health? Rejuvenation or anything like that whatsoever. He's not going to heal any faster than a normal human being, so get the fuck out of there. Also, Batroc isn't a super soldier, but he's a trained mercenary, so yeah, it's like, nah, yeah, don't want to fight that guy. You know, he was hard for Captain America to fight, so it's like, no, you know, let's not go down this road. I do like his new costume. And it was kind of spoiled in the comics because I did see on Rob Explains. What's up, Rob? Hopefully you're listening. He's not. But anyway, he doesn't waste his time with podcasts. He's got videos to make that are ridiculously entertaining. Anyway, the outfit, the suit, the costume, the getup. It's fucking dope, man. It's really cool. I really like it a lot. I want to wrap up this episode and this review by saying that the ending of this is a little bit preachy. Let me talk about the preachiness.
The only power I have is that I believe we can do better. We can't demand that people step up and we don't meet them halfway. You control the banks. Shit, you can move borders.
You can knock down a forest with the email. You can feed a million people with the phone call.
But the question is, who's in the room with you when you're making those decisions? Is it the people you're going to impact? Or is it just more people like you?
it's super preachy. Like, at the end, he's like, this girl lost her life.
I mean, this girl died trying to stop you. And no one has stopped for 1 second to ask why. You've got to do better, Senator. You've got to step up. Because if you don't, the next Carly will. And you don't want to see 2.0. People believed in her cause so much that they helped her defy the strongest governments in the world. Why do you think that is? A few people have just as much power as an insane god or a misguided teenager. The question you have to ask yourself is, how are you going to use it?
Oh, and I really do like him becoming the U.S. agent. You know, it's... Okay, I'm jumping ahead of myself. So I like that he made his own shield. John Walker, he made his own shield. I like that. I think that's cool. He put those stars on it to... This is like blue... His medals of honor. He put those on there as a reminder of what he's fucking fighting for. That shield gets destroyed, by the way. But man, it is cool to see like somebody make their own Captain America shield. Like, people used to walk around with shields and swords. Like, that was the thing back in the sandal days. And if you wear socks with sandals, no. No. Okay. So, obviously Red Wing's back. You know, Red Wing's there. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think that Red Wing came with the suit and the wings. Because why wouldn't it? I mean, it's a part of it. So... those Wakandans, man, there isn't shit they can't do. I want some Wakanda tech. Like, I'll take anything. I'll take their sports watch if they got it. You know, it's like probably just one piece of metal. It's so cool, their stuff. Their technology is amazing. And the women, the Dolce and Gabbana, that's their name. I always get it wrong. But they're a hell of a fighting force. They kicked John Walker and his partner's ass. And it's like, what do you call it? His buddy's like, listen, it's okay, man. It's like, they weren't even super soldiers, man. It's pretty sad. But, alas, yeah, they don't have to be super soldiers. They could just be badass chicks from Africa that can kick your ass, John Walker. So, oh well. But he, of course, takes the serum. I'm jumping a little bit back because they were a bigger part. They come back in the fifth episode to take Zemo on his way. And he gets put in the raft, you know, like they think it's better because he'll probably be ripped limb from them. They'll quarter the motherfucker if he goes to fucking back to Wakanda. It's like, you killed our king. Quarter him. Put his head on a pike. It's, the dude killed the king. Like, the king, he blew up the UN. You know what I'm saying? He killed so many people, even their king. Like, they're out for justice. Either way, like, they want blood, but that's why they're not taking them. The royal guards are smart enough to not fucking, the Dolce and Gabbana guards are smart enough to not fucking take him back. It's like, nah, this dude will be ripped apart. Like, let's just take him to the raft where he can rot. Like, let's just let him suffer, because, like, it'll be longer, you know. Okay, so I like the gimmick when they get the one chick with the helicopter experience to, you know, take over the plane after Sam takes out the pilot. Overall, it's a really good episode. I hate to see Flag Smasher get killed, but, you know, it's the way it goes. That's just the way it is. Things are never gonna meow. Okay, another tense moment was watching Bucky break those people out of that van that was on fire. If that van was on fire, wouldn't they be safe inside? Although I think they showed flames on the inside, so whatevs. But he's beating the fuck out of that. So that armored truck is really, like, armored, because he's beating the fuck out of that locking mechanism. And then he still has trouble pulling that door off. Like, I thought his fucking arm was going to come off his goddamn body. You know, like, they never show you the stress that the arm puts on this body, because it's all, like, a mechanism inside of his arm or whatever. Oh, yeah. When the guard, the head guard, the one that actually was, like, tutoring him and, like, reading or, like, saying those trigger words for him, when she did like the five point like death touch from Kill Bill and his arm fell off, I was like, oh shit, this is a whole new level of fighting. They're like, we'll take your arm off without even cutting it. Oh, I love it. It was great. Phantasm. All right. The ending and the preachiness. This girl lost her life. I know I said that already. I'm a broken record. But it's like, do you ever stop to think, ask yourself why? You could end world hunger in a day with a phone call. It's your fault that, you know, my boat business with my fishing company is going under. It's your fault that I, you know, look a little weird in this costume. A little too tight around the face, Sam. A little too tight around the face. It is! It's like, okay, all right. It looks like it's squeezing his head. Like it's like really, really on there. Like you couldn't take it off without like taking off like maybe the shoulder part of the like costume. Like you'd have to like, it'd be like the shoulders attached to the neck and the neck attached to the face and it's all like one piece, you know? I don't know how to put on costumes like that or whatever. Anyway, I'm sure some cosplayer will figure it out. We're gonna see a Sam Wilson cosplayer that's going to be badass and actually has wings. It's like, sir, we can't allow you in here with those wings. They're metal. cheesy joke. Pop culture reference. Now let's get to the post-credit scene. Sharon Carter gets pardoned and then gets a large sum of money. And then she makes a little phone call and she's like, we got in. We got access to so much shit now. Fuck yeah. Overall, did I like it? Yes. I absolutely loved it. Watching Sam Wilson as Captain America is without a doubt super badass. If you have not, then you are missing out. Check it out. All right. The next episode is going to be about Black Widow. I'm a big Scarlett Johansson fan, so Johansson. So yeah, I'm a big fan of hers, so I'm looking forward to reviewing that and letting you know. Well, I've already seen it, and you'll have to find out my thoughts. They're pretty good. Thoughts. On ScarJo. Okay, yes, so... I am going to let you go. You have a good whatever, and I will see you, probably never, but I will speak to you in the future from the past.
You have been listening to The Adrian Lozano Show.